Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Kevin Pinto, and Kevin is the owner of the fishing vessel Jenna Lee. And I think that's something that people associate with crab season in Humboldt County, as you start to see those, you know, live crab at the Jenna Lee down at the marina. I mean, you've been in the business for a while now. It kind of becomes just a sign of the season. How long have you been fishing for crab in Humboldt County?
Oh, I've been fishing for crab for over 30 years, but we've been operating our retail stand aboard the Jenna Lee for 11 years now.
And do you only go crab fishing?
Yes. Uh-huh. It takes up about a month to get ready, which is November. And then if it starts on time in December, it actually doesn't close till July 15th. Many times I've fished at least that long. So it's more than just a small season. It's a pretty long season.
I know. I think a lot of people associate crab with the holidays.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a big deal to do, you know,
yeah,
a New Year's Eve crab feed or something like that. Now, one of the things that you do with the Jenna Lee in your seafood business is that you sell live crab. Now, does that throw people at all that they're alive?
Not so much anymore. As we established ourselves, it did. They came down and, you don't do cooked or do you do cooked? And we rarely get that anymore. Actually, I think that we've educated people on what fresh is. Live is fresh. And a lot of people that haven't cooked in the past may now. It's a good choice. You know, it is a choice for them. And so I think we've kind of grown in that respect.
I think people just need to be prepared, too. When you come down there, you're not just going to get this package you throw into your arm and walk off the deck with. You know, you're going to need a cooler, and they are alive and moving, and you're going to need to keep them in there till you get them home.
Well, we can bag them. We bag them in paper sacks and then inside a plastic sack. So I'd say probably actually about 90% of the people come with nothing, and they leave with bags of crab.
Wow.
The professionals come with ice chests and buckets.
Now, a friend of mine recently prepared crab for me, and he boiled it in seawater. And for me, that was really delicious.
I'd say that is the absolute best. That's the way I learned. And to be honest, I've thought of actually selling salt water in maybe some reusable jugs for people that are the pros, because it just seems to be the best amount of everything to cook it in.
And, you know, the kind of funny thing is you think, oh, seawater, I'll just go get some seawater. Well, I sent my husband down there to go get some seawater to cook the crab in. And he's like, well, I didn't think to wear my waders out there, but I was in the surf with these buckets trying to get this water. I think that's a great idea to sell some seawater along with the crabs.
I haven't found very many other people that thought it was a good idea. But I mean, in a reusable container that they can bring back, I think it would really be good for them, because it is perfect. It's a perfect blend.
Yeah, it was the most delicious crab I've ever eaten. Yeah. Now, where's your boat docked at?
It's docked at Woodley Island Marina on B Dock.
Okay. And that's pretty easy to find. I've kind of cruised down there myself, and the docks are very well marked. Do you have signs up down there when you are offering live crab?
There's two signs at Woodley Island that direct you in the direction of B Dock. And then there's a large live crab sign on the boat that's up pretty high. And we have a mobile sign that we've had for years. We've had a little problem with Caltrans a time or two, but it's in front of the old Red Lion Inn on the back of a truck. And I think people have grown accustomed to, when they see that truck out there with that sign on, they know we're open for business.
You know, it's like Pavlov's dog. We just see the truck.
Yeah.
We don't even need to see the sign anymore.
Kind of.
It's time to head down to the dock.
Yeah.
Okay. And your boat actually is docked really close to where the walkway is, too, which I think is really handy. You don't have to walk way out to find it. It's just right there.
It is, yeah.
And you have nice signage right on the boat.
Yes.
Now, who was Jenna Lee?
Jenna Lee is my firstborn daughter. She's 25 now.
Uh-huh.
She lives in Chico. She graduated Chico State and lives over there, but she likes to come back and help out, and she's actually really, really good with the customers, and she's really good with the crabs.
Okay.
That's the thing you got to get over is, there's two things you got to get over is dealing with the public and dealing with these live crabs that are not always happy that you're dealing with them.
Now, does she go out with you when you actually go pull in the crab?
She hasn't never been a fisher person.
Okay.
No.
Is it a seasickness issue?
She got sick when she was young. She's been out salmon fishing with me a little bit for sport. And, you know, people change. Their metabolism change. So, you know, maybe someday I would never rule it out. But nobody in my family does fishing except for myself.
Oh, okay. I was wondering about Carol, too, whether she goes.
Carol is a seaworthy person. She's sailed across the Pacific from Hawaii to Alaska. She's been on long journeys on sailboats, so she can handle the ocean.
Okay, she's got a natural inclination there.
Yeah.
Now, you have a family history of...
No.
Nope.
No, I'm first generation.
How did you get into this?
Well, I don't know. I was born and raised in Ukiah, California, and I spent a lot of time on the coast diving for abalone and spearfishing, and just sort of ended up in Eureka one day and started... I got a job on a fishing boat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you decided that was for you.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know if I made the decision then, but.
Well, and crabbing's a pretty physical job. I mean, it's a dangerous job. You're going out when the seas are probably the worst.
I mean, can be. Yeah. It's wintertime.
Yeah. So how does your family feel about that?
I think it's just been going on for so long, you know, but you know the risks.
Yeah.
The risks are there. I mean, I can't even add up the amount of people that I've personally known that aren't on planet Earth anymore because of fishing, but it happens.
Yeah.
Happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just have to take the precautions that you can.
Yeah, I think more about getting hurt maybe than an actual total loss, but yeah, there's no way to prepare for it because it never happens at a good moment when everything goes right.
Right.
I would say rarely.
So when you go out there, how many people are on the boat with you?
My boat that I fish on, I only have one other person. We call it a two-man boat.
Uh-huh.
I have another boat that fishes out of Crescent City, named after my second daughter, the Kristen Gale. And he fishes crab and pink shrimp, and he has three people aboard total.
Now tell me about pink shrimp, because I've heard that that is really delicious. But, you know, I just don't seem to see it in
the stores. Another one of those things that, well, you see it, and it's usually in the form of IQF. It's individually quick frozen. And it's another one of those things that if you've ever had the opportunity to get fresh and cook yourself in seawater would be best, or salted water, it's an amazing product. There is some loss in that value over the process of the commercialization, but fresh is something else. But then you got to pick it, and that's a whole other story.
So how do you catch pink shrimp?
Pink shrimp is amazing. They average about 120 shrimp per pound. I mean, all the way down into the 80s and all the way up into 160 per pound. That's the variation. And it takes an unusually large boat to catch that shrimp because of the nature of the fishery. We use a boat called a double rigger. It actually tows two nets, one off each side of the boat. And it's a 73-foot boat to catch a teeny-weeny little shrimp, but
are they on the bottom? Are you like...
They're near the bottom.
Near the bottom. And
yeah.
So you're just kind of scooping up in your net.
The nets don't ride directly on the bottom like they would like a fishing net, but they ride within 14 to 20 inches of the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's not a very big net. It's an amazingly large ocean, and you're towing around an amazingly small net, but somehow or another, the skill of the skippers end up finding the areas that they're in, and they zero in on them.
Now, is that also true with crab? I mean, it just always boggles my mind when you go salmon fishing or something like that. You're putting down this bait in this massive ocean and hoping that somebody just kind of migrates by.
That's kind of what it is hoping. But, you know, over time you develop skills. We always say crab have legs, fish have tails, and it's true because they're never in the same spot twice. It's kind of a tradition. Where you start, where you end up is nothing even close to a tradition.
Okay. Well, this is Jennifer Bell, and we've been talking with Kevin Pinto with the fishing vessel Jenna Lee. So when you see that sign, you know that live crab are down on the docks on B Dock. Thank you so much, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.